In sales, much like in other things, if we use sports as an example, you have to go through a series of steps. You know the old expression, you have to touch all the bases, you have to go downfield, whatever the case is. And one of the things that we get people to focus on is a notion of zone-based selling. Much like in sports, you have the defensive zone, the offensive zone, what have you. So the zone that we'd like to get people to go through, obviously, is to start off in the lead zone and get you to the value zone. The steps in between, clearly, if you have a lead, you need to engage with that customer, so there is the engaging zone. Once you engage with them and you have somebody that is involved with you, you have to go through a mutual discovery zone. You have to be prepared to ask some very direct questions, questions that will help the individual understand where they are in their business and create that buying environment. We've all heard the expression that we want people to buy as opposed to be sold. So the discovery zone is probably the most difficult to navigate, but again, if you execute your plays, you will have success moving through the discovery zone. Once you've gone through the discovery zone, it's important to make sure that you go through very methodically through the impact zone. The impact zone is where you help the customer understand what the impact of your service, your product, your solution will have on them attaining their objectives, overcoming some of the issues that you were able to uncover during the discovery zone process. And obviously, if you've made it through the discovery zone and the impact zone, you're now ready to move into the value zone. Again, conventionally, you would call it a close. We call it the value zone because that is where the customer realizes value from your product. You realize value by having an ongoing customer that will not only generate ongoing revenue for you, but referrals and other means of value for you and your organization.